It's time to say very good morning to Peter Allam. Peter, very good morning on this Monday morning.
It's morning, Wayne. Morning to our listeners out there. The festive season has started. School holidays are out.
Yeah.
I know in our little lovely paradise, a lot of our homeowners have already arrived with their kids and family for the Christmas season. So, yeah, as we do every year, things to remember the festive season. And like you said, we'll start with part three, which has to do with getting there, the way to go. Some of you, like you say, already safely, yeah, well done. You've got here safely. Already hearing on the radio and in the newspaper and that about accidents that have taken place. So please, let's travel cautiously. You know, as of today, I don't think it's in full swing yet. But when you open, like I said, the newspapers or you listen to the radio, you will find deaths have already taken place, very sadly.
Yes.
I think this morning when I was coming into town listening to the radio, there was one involving a truck and a vehicle, and I think there were six dead or something like that. So sad, you know.
Right.
Means that somebody's going to have a very, very sad Christmas. But anyway, the point is be cautious, take your time. And you need to remember the following important points that we've got. There's no doubt that speed, alcohol, and cell phones kill.
Yeah.
So don't think you're clever and that you can travel. I had somebody brag the other day that they came down here this week at 280 k's an hour. Really, I just looked at the person and said, you know, just something, a rabbit jumps in front of you or a snake jumps on the road and you break and kill the whole family. You're not, you know, you're not any champion, you know, hero racing driver. You're actually not the right person to have on the roads. And then, of course, alcohol, you cannot drink and drive. They've proven it over and over again that no matter how big you are, how brave you are, how much you drink, you cannot, you know, drink and drive. And then, of course, cell phones, the latest killer. 1 second you look at that cell phone, you got a head on, you're off the road. It's amazing. So if we go through it, drinking and driving, the law is strict in that regard. Adhere to it. You know, let's protect society. Let's think of the other person, not of yourself. If you're wanting to drink and drive, go and do it somewhere where there's nobody on the road with you, because it's really something that you cannot do. So drinking and driving is a really, really strong no. Don't do it. You know, even one or two, you know, can make you tired, make you drowsy, takes your concentration away. So drinking and driving, please be cautious. Speed kills. You see the big boards. That is the truth. You need to be extra cautious. Keep to the speed limit. Make sure you're able to. If you're caught and you're 20 k's over the speed limit in an area, you're going to get locked up. I mean, how many clients haven't I got that phone me and say, yo, we're in the middle of the Free State. We were over 20 k's. They've locked us up. What do I do? You know, you're going to then go to jail. Well, not go to jail. You're going to go to court. If they take you to court, or they're going to lock you up at the police station till the morning, they can keep you there for 48 hours. And, yes, you're going to have to go back and back and back. Keep to the speed limit. And don't think that you're clever. Oh, there are no traps here. Oh, I've got a radar checker in my car.
Yeah.
I've got a little device that tells me you never know where they're going to be. You know, they really, really just appear from nowhere. So if you're caught speeding, it's far from home. It means return trips. Let's say that you come from East London and you've gone to Cape Town and you're caught just outside Cape Town. You've got to fly or travel through there. Going to cost you a fortune. One doesn't know when they will hear you. It's not just as simple as going, feeling guilty. Gives you a criminal record, so you've got to be careful.
Yeah.
It's not like a speeding fine that you get and you can pay an admission of guilt. This one is different if you're caught over that
threshold.
20 kilometers. Yeah, it's special. Stopping distances, one of the main things as well. If you're traveling, don't come right up on top of somebody and chase that person. Make the person feel uneasy on the road. Make sure that you keep your distance. They suggest three car lengths. But you know, that's what the recommendation is, and that's what you should be keeping, depending on the speed you're going at as well. Obviously, if you're caught behind a big truck and you're going 30, 40 Ks, you know, just be cautious. And the latest thing which I like is that people, when they come across something like that, is that they put their hazard lights on, which is so good. You know, if you're coming up and your stopping distance is affected, put your hazards on. You know, when people see hazards, they slow down.
Yeah.
But don't do it, you know, do it as soon as you know that there's a problem. Put your hazards on, and that's the best thing to do. Roadworthiness must be the most important thing. If you're going away, surely the right thing to do is to go and have your vehicle serviced. You know, make sure that the vehicle's right. All the lights are working. That the indicators, if you've got a trailer on the back with you, match the trailer and that they're working there. Especially if you're traveling at night, make sure that all your lights are working. You know, if you've got a trailer as well, make sure that it's roadworthy. Make sure, just yesterday, a friend of mine phoned to say, yes, you're not going to believe it. I'm on my way to Joburg. Got 80 Ks out of East London and I had a puncture on the trailer.
Yeah.
Got no spare wheel. I know you've got a trailer. Can you help me? He's 80 Ks out.
Yeah. So now it's a rigmarole.
Yeah, it's a rigmarole. You know, I don't think he found a tire yesterday. He's had to leave the trailer there and try and pack everything into the car.
Oh.
You know, it really makes an unpleasant holiday going somewhere. So, yeah, make sure, check your tires, your brakes, have a full service done, and all the rest of it. You know, when we went for our driver's licenses or when you go now, you taught just that.
Yeah.
Make sure the vehicle you're getting into is roadworthy. Mm-hmm. So the rules and regulations are there for you to check and for you to adhere to.
Yeah.
So we all ignore that. We all just get in a car and drive it. Who walks around the car to check that all four tires are up and
are there? Yeah.
We just don't do it. We just get in. So often, I don't know, you have people, oh, geez, I've driven out my petrol. We need a petrol tank to get some petrol. I forgot to look at my tank. You know, petrol as well. Make sure that you know your distances. Don't say, oh, my car can do 200 kilometers. You never know what's going to happen. You know, the car might overheat and you use more petrol or something like that. So make sure that you know your distances and that you're able to get to the next garage. Very, very important. Young and experienced drivers, this is one that I always say, you know, people relax and say, oh, my child is now 18 years, so I can sit in the back or in the front seat and he's going to drive me. Please, guys, not the right thing to do. Don't let your kids drive if they don't have a driver's license. I once defended a guy whose child, he came off a farm and he was involved in an accident and they charged him with no license, being underage, threw the whole book at him. And he was moaning. He said, my child is the most experienced driver in the world. He drives on the farm every day, tractors and big machines and also, you know, there's nothing to be alert of in there. There's no car coming from behind. There's no speeding. There's no unexpected vehicles and that type of thing on a farm. So a farmer's child doesn't have all the experience that you think he has. Yes, he may drive well. He may know how to control it on the farm. But the road is a completely different thing. And, you know, at Christmas time and this time of the year, people are rushing to get to places. They take chances. I mean, you know, so be cautious on the road. Make sure you are in contact with somebody and that, you know, the children, if they're driving, that you check in on them all the time. Inexperience plays a big role in a lot of accidents as panic sets in.
Indeed.
You know, that's what happens. It doesn't have to be a young, new driver. It can be an older. Just be, you know, not only the youngest, the inexperienced as well. So check and make sure. Next one, Wayne, my favorite one.
Road rage. Yeah.
You know, don't get upset. It happens so easy. You get somebody that comes up your rear or you're trying to go into the fast lane and somebody sneaks in ahead of you or you see somebody weaving in and out of the traffic and it annoys you. Leave it alone. You know, leave it alone. Like I say as well, you know, people say to me, but the taxis are parked all over. You come to a foreign town and you get into the wrong street and it takes you 20 minutes to do a kilometer or something like that. Don't get upset. It's not going to help anything. You're going to come off second best.
Yes.
You know, you might irritate somebody not knowing it. And the next minute they get out and they beat you up or something like that, or they drive into your car and drive off. You know, all these things are realities. They all happen. So road rage, terrible, terrible thing. Make sure you don't get involved in that. Cell phones, yeah. Sadly, the cause of a number of deaths lately. I mean, you know, if you just, I'm pretty sure that every single body has experienced riding on the road, your phone goes, you pick it up or you look for it, and when you look again, you're on the wrong side of the road or maybe off the road and you've got to correct yourself. So they are a dangerous weapon, those things. Put them away or get yourself something that you've got a speakerphone that can come through the radio or something like that.
Yeah,
you know, it's
yeah.
not expensive these days. You get cheap things that do that. I was with somebody the other day. He plugs a speakerphone into his phone and it's on the dashboard, and he can talk that way and people hear him and he can hear clearly what's happening. You know, that's the thing to do. Also, don't think that it's clever to put your earphones in and answer and talk on your phone, because what you're doing is that you're actually cutting out the sound of around
you,
surroundings, and that type of thing. So it's quite dangerous to do that because you're streamlining your concentration to the ears, and your ears to the phone, and that can cause huge problems. Another thing that is always, you see it all over the show when on the drive safely things, is that if, for instance, you're traveling and in the middle of nowhere there's a traffic officer and you're not happy with stopping because they're not, you don't know if they're real. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we have so many, shall we call them, skellums on the road these days. They even dress as traffic officers or they stop you and they... you know, you're then assaulted and that type of thing. So not to forget, even in a town, if you, in a, at Cinsa or in our lovely East London, and you're not sure, you a lady all by yourself or a young child by yourself or even a male by yourself, and you stop by two or three people out there, drive to the nearest petrol station or police station, even better. That's the thing to do. And although it's not written into our laws, it's an accepted thing that you drive to a petrol station where there's people or you drive to the nearest police station and then people can identify themselves and that type of thing.
Yeah.
And you always have a right to ask a traffic officer, a policeman, for his identification. Okay. Don't let him just say, I'm a policeman, I'm in uniform, here's my name. That's not good enough.
Yeah, they must
you
show.
You can ask them to identify himself. They must show you their little dompas, as they used to call it in the old days.
The ID card. And, you know, you mentioned police station or garage. Now, you know, most, if not all, the big service stations have got cameras all over the place. So that would give you a little bit of backup. If you say, well, sorry, officer, let's go to the Cecil down the road. You pull in there on the forecourt under the cameras. There are people around. The attendants will be there. There's less chance of any skullduggery going on. And if anything does happen, you've got cameras to back you up.
Absolutely. You know, you talk about that. I've got an incident just this very last week where there was an assault that took place. And they came to arrest the person, and he said, I didn't lift my hand once. And there were the person didn't realize that there were cameras in the room. So he just went back, and he said, there you are. There's the whole incident. Have a look at who's hitting who.
Yeah,
I haven't lifted a hand. So the investigating officer that I approached on Friday is not calling me back because already in a little bit of a embarrassing situation where they wanted to lock the guy up. Right. And then, fortunately, he had it and was able to show. He said, you look at this first.
Yeah.
And showed not a single movement by him. And he was hit a couple of times. Somebody else had pushed him from behind, and he thought it was that person. Mm. So you got to be careful, you know. And like you say, I prefer, shall I say, going to a petrol station where there indeed are cameras these days. I mean, all of the new petrol stations, in fact, even the old ones, have cameras attached so that you can see exactly what's happening. It's there for the safety of the petrol station. It's there for the safety of the vehicle owners and that type of thing. So very important that that is done.
Right.
So, yeah, if you're traveling, this is basically what we cover. Travel safely, adhere to the rules, and get there safely. We all want to have a good Christmas, and you don't want to hear any tragedies. So pay attention and abide by the rules.
And, you know, just to quote an old campaign, drive to stay alive, you know, even if it takes a little bit longer to get to your destination, at least you get there safe and sound.
That's it. Absolutely. Very, very good. Drive to stay alive. And, so important.
And Peter, a survey, and unfortunately I'm struggling to find the details of this, but it's an article that I read some years ago where an exercise was actually done between, I think it was Cape Town and Johannesburg, where they were given, two drivers were given two different mandates. And the one was told, drive safely, carefully, abide by the law. And the other driver was, well, shall we say, a little bit more reckless. And apparently, over a distance of what's Cape Town to Joburg, let's say 1,700 Ks, the one driver got there probably no more than half an hour before the other one. So risks you take, you know, are not really worth it.
No, they're not. I mean, you know, people like this other person the other day told me he came at 280 Ks an hour, left at night. There were no cars on the road. It's not like it. The road is now busy day and night.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as quiet times during the night. Yes, a lot of people prefer to travel. There are a lot less vehicles on the road. A lot of vehicles will not travel in the dark. Mm. But certainly the roads are not clear and you can travel at these high speeds. You just never know what's going to crop up. You know, there might be a pothole. You hit a pothole at 280 Ks an hour. Believe you me, you're gone.
Yeah,
that thing is going to take you out properly.
Or, you know,
you hit a little... A lamb on the road, or a cow, or a monkey, or something like that, and you're in trouble as well.
Well, that was just what I was going to say. You know, the fences on the sides of the main roads these days are not in good condition, and you've got livestock that decides, oh well, the tar is nice and warm. Let's go and lie down on the tar, and apparently late at night is when cattle tend to do that. Makes main roads extremely dangerous in the late night, early morning hours.
Absolutely. Safely road. I mean, I don't think there's a single night when there's not a herd of cows, some goats.
Or buck.
You know, the stray buck. I mean, you know, they're jumping the fences. It's not that the fences aren't good enough. You get a buck that gets out somewhere or finds a gap or has jumped a fence and then he's... Yeah. A little loner that's running around. I mean, down in the dip when you leave Crossways there, in the bottom of that dip where the reeds are, how many times haven't people said, gee, it's a big buck that comes out of there every now and then.
Yeah.
I know a friend of mine hit it, took the front of his car off.
Yeah.
Didn't know what he hit until he found the scrapings of the buck on it.
No, that happens. So, you know, you've just got to drive so carefully. But that's our part three of the series. And what we'll do is we'll pop these on our website and on Facebook channels so that people can refer to them with the compliments of Alam's attorneys. And Peter, just details of how people can contact Alam's, because you will be available and accessible during the festive season.
Yes, absolutely. You know, they can like us on Facebook and they'll get all our details there, can send us messages through that way. Alternatively, we're situated at 6 Sansom Road. We're here till next week, Thursday, and then take a short break of a week, returning in January. Telephone number 043-721-0118. I repeat, 043-721-0118. And yes, please feel free to contact us and we can help you.
Great. So, Peter,
I mean, the festive season has already started this morning with clients phoning in. Oh, I put something in my basket, in my handbag, and I forgot to pay for it. Got somebody else that's been caught speeding, stopped in a roadblock, didn't have a driver's license with her. It was at home in her other bag and purse. You know, that's just three quick ones that I've had over the weekend.
Yeah. We need to, you know, be careful. And as you say, you are available for calls and queries. But Peter, thank you very, very much. Have a great week. And we'll chat to you after the little long weekend on next week, Monday.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Peter. Take care. Cheerio then. Cheerio.